Kelly Olynyk joining me now. Kelly, always great to catch up with you. How are you doing this morning?
Good, man. Yourself?
I'm doing very well, and I wonder how buoyed you are by the news that came out this morning that Canada is going to host one of FIBA's Olympic qualifying events in June in Victoria, in your home province. Kelly, what does that opportunity mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's phenomenal. You know, unbelievable opportunity for, you know, not only me, but, you know, Canada basketball, you know, as a whole. And just to, you know, great to see, you know, to bring that kind of level of basketball, you know, into Canada for, you know, back into Canada. And it's just, you know, unbelievable opportunity. And, you know, it'll be a great for, you know, players, fans, and, you know, the basketball community alike.
I don't know who stroked the check, but what does it say to you about Basketball Canada and its conviction about what this country might be able to do in the Olympics, that it stepped up to the plate here?
Yeah, definitely stepped up to the plate. And, you know, just, you know, the commitment they, you know, they've now put out. And, you know, we got to match that commitment as, you know, players in a team, and, you know, go out there and do our jobs.
As you mentioned, you got to match the commitment as players. I know you would have been there had you not been injured in the summer. How gutting was that for you, Kelly, to not participate in that tournament, which allowed Canada an opportunity at that time to try to qualify for next summer's Olympics?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's tough, especially when one of your goals is to, you know, to play in the Olympics, you know, a life goal, a basketball goal, and, you know, to see these opportunities pass by the wayside, it's tough. I mean, we've been right there, you know, a few times, and, you know, just haven't quite got over that hill. And, you know, obviously it would have been there had I been healthy. Unfortunately, I got, you know, hurt, you know, trying to prepare for that tournament. And, no, it's tough, but, you know, you got to, you know, do what you can. And whenever you're available, you know, give it your all.
Kelly Olynyk, in his seventh year in the NBA, he of the Miami Heat, he joins me here on the Scott Rintoul Show. Back to the injury for a second. As you mentioned, you got injured trying to get ready for the tournament. How are you physically right now?
I'm getting there. You know, obviously not, you know, fully 100%, but I'm definitely, you know, working my way back. I mean, I was out a, you know, a long time, you know, 2.5, almost 3 months. So, you know, it takes a little time to get back in the swing of things. But, you know, back playing now, 11 games into the season. You know, our team's playing unbelievable. You know, playing great, 8-3 right now. So, you know, for us, it's all about continuing to build. And, you know, for me, just, you know, trying to keep building, keep getting stronger, keep getting better, and, you know, make sure I'm healthy when the season gets into full swing here.
I do want to get back to the Miami Heat in a second, but a little more on Canada basketball. In seeing you go out every time you're physically able, hearing you this morning talk about the commitment to the program, where does that come from, Kelly? Is that just the way you were raised? Did you have a passion for Canada basketball from a young age? Where does that motivation for you come from?
Yeah, definitely the way I was raised. You know, I think, you know, my dad was involved in the national teams. You know, I come from a basketball family, and, you know, just having that opportunity when I was young and, you know, watching those guys play. You know, I remember watching, you know, Steve and Canada in the Sydney Olympics in, what was it, 2000. You know, in my living room with my dad and my family, and, you know, being like, you know, I want to do that someday. And, you know, just having been a part of it, you know, it's something that, you know, there's not a lot of ways that you can make a difference and truly give back to your country and the place that, you know, that raised you and brought you up and gave you the opportunities to live a wonderful, successful life. And, you know, playing for your country and, you know, wearing those colors and Canada across your chest with pride is one of those ways that I'm able to do it. So when I have that opportunity, I don't shy away.
Not every Canadian has shown up as often as you. How disappointed are you when that happens? Or do you understand that each situation is unique?
Each situation is definitely unique. I mean, whether you're nursing injuries or, you know, you're career or your contracts are at stake or your whatever, sometimes there's other, you know, factors that play into it, whether it's, you know, family stuff or, you know, different stuff that's going on. You know, everybody, you know, has their rhymes and reasons, and I think for some guys it means a little more, and for other guys that they have to take care of other stuff first. And I don't hate on them or get on them for not playing, because people have their reasons and they're entitled to those.
Kelly Olynyk, Canadian basketball player with the Miami Heat, joins us here on the Scott Rintoul Show. How close is the Canadian fraternity in the NBA?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely close. There's a bunch, a lot of guys now in the NBA, and there's a bunch of young guys coming up who are now getting in this league and this association and making some noise. And it's amazing to see. When I got drafted, it was there's maybe a few of us, a handful of us, but it's grown and grown and grown, and it's unbelievable to see where it's come from, where it's going to, and it's just going to keep getting better. I mean, there's talent coming out of Canada, by the dozens, and these guys are legit top talents in college basketball, in high school first, and then college basketball, and then now you're seeing guys make serious noise in the NBA.
So today's news, and I'm not sure if you knew about this before the news came down today about Canada hosting this tournament. Will that cause you to text some of the guys that you might be playing with? Will this be a big deal among Canadian NBAers?
No, I think it definitely makes it easier to play. It's hard. This last summer, you had to, 30-hour trip to Australia and then flying all over Australia and then going to China. It's taxing, especially when you're getting back 3 days before training camp starts. And then you're going into training camp and then, starting an NBA season. It's not easy. And, I think with that tournament in Canada, we can stay in Canada, train in Canada. You know where you're staying is a good place. The food you're eating is going to be all right with your body and your system. You can get your workouts in or whatever. It's easier for, NBA teams to send some guys up to keep tabs on you and help you with whatever they need from their side. It just makes it a more streamlined, seamless process. And I knew there was an opportunity that it would be there, but we've heard mumblings that there was opportunities that other tournaments would be in Canada too, and they didn't come to fruition. So whatever it was that made this one come to life, I'm super grateful, and my only hope and wish is that, I'm healthy and ready enough to, to step out there and make sure that we get to Tokyo.
Seventh year center/forward in the NBA with the Miami Heat, Kelly Olynyk, joining me on the Scott Rintoul Show. This has been a good few months in Canada for basketball, despite what happened in that Olympic qualifier over the course of the summer. Obviously, the news today, there was the NBA draft that saw multiple Canadians selected, led by RJ Barrett to the Knicks, and the Raptors championship run, which saw droves of people consume it in very public manners across this country. How did the Raptors championship run resonate with you, Kelly?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, playing in the NBA and, playing against the Raptors, I mean, if anybody wins a championship, we want it to be us. we want it to be the Miami Heat. But, for that city and that country, and growing up watching, basketball in that city and that country, it's cool. It's cool to see, it's special to see. And, just the excitement, how much it meant to the people. And it's different when, you have a team like, Miami or a team in Texas or California or somewhere where there's three, four, five teams, maybe sometimes in a state. I mean, in Canada, you have, the Toronto Raptors in Toronto, but, you have a whole country behind them. And it was a pretty cool thing to see the whole country rally and the whole country get behind it. And, that sent, shockwaves and uplifted and inspired and made a difference for, a whole country, of people, which is really, really cool, really special to see. And, I think, that's the thing that, could inspire, a young kid to, dare I say it, turn from hockey and start a path to basketball.
Yeah, it's very true. You're right. Steve Nash, look what he did. Look what Vince Carter did. Now you have this Raptors championship run. Did it even surprise you how many people showed so much interest in basketball in this country just a few months ago?
Yeah. You always knew that basketball was growing. You know, it was growing and growing ever since, you know, even from when I was a kid. You know, you can see how much it's changed and how much more of a following and how much more it means to people. And it's really becoming a, you know, a sport that's talked about and watched and followed and, you know, played on multiple levels in Canada. And to see that is really cool. But, you know, even going, you know, obviously living in BC and going as far back, you know, back to, you know, to visit friends and family, you know, even in Kamloops and, you know, small towns, whatever that is for, I don't even know how far it is, 3,000 miles away. You see the excitement for the Raptors, people following, tuning into every game. And it's cool to see, and it's fun. And to have that, you know, that excitement around the game is never a bad thing.
Kelly Olynyk's Miami Heat, 8-3 out of the gate, sitting second in the Eastern Conference in the NBA right now. He joins me on the Scott Rentoul Show. On that run, they knocked off the Sixers, who had Jimmy Butler showing up big time for them in the playoffs last year. Now he's with you down in Miami. What impact has he had on your Miami Heat team?
He's been unbelievable, you know, right from the jump, you know, day one, you know, unbelievable leader, you know, just plays basketball the right way, you know, super competitive, you know, brings the best out of everybody here. And, you know, he's been, you know, not only a leader, you know, with his play, but, you know, his lifestyle on and off the court, you know, how he takes care of himself, how hard he works. You know, he's been great for our team. And I think that he's, you know, really a key cog that's, you know, made us get off to this great start.
Well, and you guys were looking to replace a little bit of leadership or a lot of bit of leadership with Dwayne Wade. You spent the last two seasons with him prior to this year. What was it like playing with a future Hall of Famer?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, you learned so much from those guys. You know, just how much experience they've had. Obviously, D-Wade won 3 championships, you know, countless all-stars, countless accolades. And, you know, he knew what this league is about, and he knew, you know, how to go about it. And he was, you know, an instrumental piece in, you know, just helping, you know, share, you know, pass along, you know, his knowledge. And he wasn't afraid to do that. You know, he wanted to help. He wanted to help people learn, get better. And, you know, that's what he did. And, you know, he did it really well. And, you know, I was, you know, blessed and lucky to be able to play, you know, almost 2 seasons with him. And, you know, kind of, you know, watch him go out. And it was fun to be a part of and, you know, have a front row seat to it all.
Those are the kind of guys you dream about playing with when you're growing up watching basketball in Kamloops. I know you've been in the league a long time now. It's fairly commonplace to see a star every time you roll out there. But when you were first getting going in the NBA, did you have one of those starstruck moments with any player? Like, oh my God, I'm on the court with this guy?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I mean, you're out there, you're on the court with the guys. You know, especially when you're first on the court with Vince Carter, watching him play in Toronto so much, then you're like, "Damn, I'm really, really here." But after the first few games, it's like there's guys every single night. You're playing against them every single night, and it just becomes commonplace, which is, you know, kind of crazy to say coming from Kamloops. But you know, that's life now.
What about LeBron James? Do you remember the first time you played him? What do you remember about that game?
Yeah, I mean, He was in Miami actually when I first came to the league, and no, it was him, D Wade, Chris Bosh. I remember when we came down here my rookie year. We actually beat them on a buzzer beater by Jeff Green. You know, I set a screen for Jeff Green, and he hit a buzzer beater. You know, that was like my first memory of playing the big three.
Man, you're creating so many more memories along the way. Continued success in the NBA, Kelly. And I know that this country, this province, everybody is fired up with the news today that we can watch you and your fellow Canadian teammates hopefully grab a spot in next summer's Olympics in Victoria.
Appreciate it. I expect to see y'all off Kamloops down in Victoria in the summer.
That's right. South Cam KSS, we're going to represent, man. That's what we're going to do.
Let's get it.
I like it.
All
thanks,
right.
Kelly.
Take care, man.